Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast in which we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. First up, Medicare's GLP-1 bridge launched today. The CMS demonstration gives eligible Part D beneficiaries access to certain branded obesity drugs at a flat $50 monthly copay, running through December 31, 2027. The trial arrives after Medicare logged $27.5 billion in gross GLP-1 spending across 21.8 million claims in 2024, all under indications other than obesity. Because federal statute still bars Part D from covering GLP-1s for weight loss alone, CMS is using Section 402 demonstration authority rather than a formulary change, and the agency is collecting utilization data to inform Part D plan sponsors ahead of a potential longer-term balance model. Access remains bounded by clinical thresholds, plan type exclusions, and a covered product list limited to three branded drugs. In regulatory news, the FDA approved Tregzi, the first regulatory T-cell-based immunotherapy approved for improving chronic GVHD-free survival for patients with blood cancer. The Orca Biotherapy combines purified stem and progenitor cells, regulatory T-cells, and conventional T-cells from a single donor collection. The application carried both orphan drug and regenerative medicine advanced therapy designations. In distribution and market access news, the FDA named seven companies, including cell and gene therapy manufacturers, Solaris and Kria Therapeutics, as the inaugural participants in its PreCheck pilot program, a two-phase initiative meant to bring earlier regulatory engagement to companies building new U.S. manufacturing capacity. Selected from more than 80 applicants, the cohort spans facilities in New York, New Jersey, Indiana, and North Carolina, with Amneal, Eli Lilly, Fujifilm Biotechnologies, Kyowa Kirin, and Regeneron rounding out the group. Phase 1 gives companies pre-operational technical guidance to assess facility readiness, while Phase 2 adds facility-focused pre-submission meetings intended to speed evaluation and inspection planning. And finally, deal-making picked up across oncology and respiratory this week. Zymeworks agreed to acquire Theravance Biopharma for roughly $929 million, gaining a 35% U.S. net profit share in Yupelri, the only once-daily nebulized LAMA approved for COPD maintenance. Separately, Ipsen agreed to acquire Cardos Therapeutics for up to $1.75 billion after milestone payments, adding navtemadlin, an investigational MDM2 inhibitor now in a Phase 3 trial for myelofibrosis, to its late-stage oncology pipeline. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.